This episode of IRM Today is brought to you by Secure Future Tech Solutions, your local IT partner providing information technology solutions. To consult with an IT expert today, call 401-921-2607 or visit them online at securefuturetech.com.
The following paid program is furnished by the Institute of Real Estate Management, Rhode Island, Chapter 88. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. Now on AM 790, it's time for IRM Today, the property management show with hosts Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to IRM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. It is Tuesday, September 26th. It's 4:06 p.m.
Yes, it is. And we just found out we were basic.
We are basic. We were listening to the intro, and at the same time, we both realized that it said it's for basic entertainment. And we kind of took that as we're basic. But we're not.
It's fine if we want to be basic.
Because we are very entertaining.
I'll go get my pumpkin spice latte. That's so and basic. Be very basic. And wear my leggings and my Uggs and be basic.
Take a picture on Instagram and use hashtag everything PSL.
Yes.
So I am Dina Cimarelli here in the studio today with my lovely co-host, Chrissy Denalian.
Hello. Welcome back.
I know. I missed you
last week.
I know. My hiatus. Let me tell you. I had mentioned the week before I was at the RHA, the Rental Housing Association Expo last week, and it was in Boston. It was great. We were so busy, like the Rent Path booth was so busy that I swear we missed half of the traffic. And there was my entire team, the New Hampshire rep, the Massachusetts reps, my manager, my regional, myself, and we still couldn't handle all the traffic.
How many people were there?
It was, you know what, I don't even know how many people. I want to say like 600 to 800. It's a good size show.
Yeah.
It's not so big, but it's still big enough where you can miss some people, definitely. Yeah. But you know, being a vendor, we didn't have an opportunity to really go out and listen to any of the sessions or anything, but we heard it was some really good stuff going on out there. But that's where I was, and then we actually hosted a networking event across the street at Lair afterwards, which is always fun. Networking / open bar for 3 hours
/ drinking.
And you were here with Jason Martins last week.
I was.
How did that feel?
It was wonderful.
Wait a minute. No.
Not so wonderful, Dina. Don't get jealous over there.
Wow.
But it was nice to have him back in the studio. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that later. We had Crossroads here. We had Karen Santilli and Karen Roy from Crossroads.
That's great.
Trying to reach out to local landlords about their program that they have initiated over the past 6 years.
So. Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
I'm sorry I missed it, but I will be here for the rest of all the shows. So if you are tuning in for the first time and you're listening to IRM Today, we are your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we know that there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs on this radio station. However,
we're not one of them.
And we are not basic.
But we're not basic either. Well, I guess
what are we? We're fun and
we're fun, we're entertaining, and we're live in the studio right now as you listen to us. So you can give us a call if you have any questions about property management at all. You can give us or marketing property management or anything like that. Give us a call here in the studio, 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790.
Yeah, and I think we should stress that. I mean, even if people were to call in, yes, we can talk about property management, but if they ever have any questions, if they need any referrals in the property management industry, if they're looking for restoration or attorneys that pretty much deal with real estate, they can call in and we can probably, you know, point them in the right direction.
Yep.
We could talk about our friends a little bit later on, but you can call in for other stuff too, not just you know, if you're a landlord.
Just basic property management.
We should have an IRM Today word of the day because I know what ours is today. So if you're wondering what IRM stands for, we are the Institute of Real Estate Management, the most professional group in the world for managing real estate.
Yes. Locally, we are the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing you might be wondering is, what does IRM do? What does IREM do, Dina?
We are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So whether you manage an elderly housing building, maybe you manage a single family home or even a tenement building, then the Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. And also, if you're just somebody who's looking for a career in the property management industry, or maybe you're looking for some sort of change or something different, and you're looking to have some sort of training or even a designation so that you can be...
Oh, designation?
Oh, what's that?
That would be...
Wow, look how you just... I wish people could see your face right now.
A designation. So a designation that you can be recognized as a professional property manager. And a designation means that you would have some sort of credentials stating that you're a trained professional in the industry. The reason that I know that is because I am an ARM and Dina is not. What is an ARM? Every week.
I just eye rolled for those of you who can't see us, which is everybody. And an ARM is an accredited residential manager, which Chrissy is. And week after week, you know what? I did miss you last week, but I didn't miss that. I felt good about myself last Tuesday. You need to knock me down.
No.
An accredited residential manager. And then there's also the distinguished CPM. And what is that?
That is the certified property manager. And as Jack Bence always likes to say, which he will be on later in the show, not this show,
not
but
this show.
In the future shows. I know he's biting at the bit over there, but he likes to say that it's pretty much equivalent to a degree from Harvard.
Now, what do you think if you said that to somebody who attended Harvard and paid mucho dinero for their education? We're like, it's the same as a CPM.
Well, it's the same as a CPM. There's a lot of work that's... way more detail and involved work in the CPM designation, I think.
Yes.
I haven't gone through the process, but I've heard from other people that I work with that have gone through the process that it's much more detailed and very thorough.
Oh,
and
yeah. It takes a lot longer
than kidding around with that.
The ARM.
Right.
And I think also, you know, we talked a little bit about this, you know, last season when we were on, but if you did obtain your ARM or your CPM, you could take that anywhere.
Right.
You know, because
it's transferable,
state to state. You don't have to take another test.
It's not like a real estate
license. Exactly. So that right there is a degree for the most part. That right there is a huge benefit.
It's a huge draw. And I think, I mean, Jason Martin's talked about this too, about how people from other sides of the country have come over to our side of the country just to try to get those courses done so that way they can obtain their CPM in the same year. Because I think you have a year to take everything.
Is that what it is, a year?
What it is. Yeah.
So you could go to California and take some of your classes.
Just put it on Pizarro's.
Put it on
Pizarro. I don't think so.
All right. That's okay. So now, Chrissy, if someone walks into your place of business and states that they're a CPM and they're looking for work, what do you know right away about this person?
They are backed by a code of ethics. I know that if they didn't have that designation, I know that they probably wouldn't have the same opportunity that they would have to obtain this job.
Absolutely.
So I think that there's many benefits to the CPM designation. There's also, we never really talk about it, but there is just an associate membership too. So if you're not ready to get your ARM or your CPM, but you want to see what IREM is about, and I'm sure that you could always contact Karen, which we'll talk about.
You can contact Karen. I actually was... when I was at the RHA event last week, I was speaking to a few people that I know who are involved in IREM, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. but I know they also do work in Rhode Island. And I have two of them, I think, on the hook that are going to come over because they do a lot of work. And I told them just how beneficial the networking was. And even if they wanted to obtain the associate membership, I did actually speak about that on Tuesday.
Because the associate membership, you just pay and you can be a part of IREM and have access to the events and all of the trainings and tools that we have online. Even if you were interested in attending one of the events, I'm sure Karen would be able to squeeze you in to have you look at
Who's
one of the
Karen?
Events.
I never Karen. Heard of Karen.
Karen Cuddle. She's our association executive.
Oh, how do you get in touch with Karen?
You can give her a call. Her phone number is 401-479-7734.
Well, that's great. And now what if, you know, I want to obtain my ARM or my CPM. Do you have any type of scholarship or any type of funding or
yes,
something that can help alleviate those costs?
So glad you asked. asked.
See how I just knew ask that?
So you can go right on our website, irmri.org, and there is just a little bit of paperwork that you would need to fill out. I think with the ARM, you do need to have maybe a year in, 3 years in property management?
Nope.
Or a year.
That was another,
A year in property management, maybe?
Yes, you do. As far as like even on the leasing staff level.
Right, just involved in property management. And they do ask for some letters of recommendation as well, and your most recent resume. But it will cover up to 75% of the class. So that in itself is super beneficial, even if your company is willing to pay for a portion of it, or if you're willing to pay for a portion of it and just have access to everything that's available through IREM. And just the networking alone, knowing
invaluable.
Other property managers and knowing what they bring to the table, or you know, if you're going through something or you want to change your property to a non-smoking property, knowing other people in the industry, being able to reach out to those people that probably have already gone through those steps
is
definitely helpful.
Absolutely. And you have somebody right now from PASERN, because I feel like there's one in every class.
Yes.
A minimum of three probably in every class.
I think there's actually seven, if I'm right.
Oh, right now going through?
Seven that are going through the ARM class. Yeah, they started, it was in Massachusetts. They started last Wednesday, and they're going back tomorrow and finishing for the rest of this week. So their test, I think, is Friday.
Oh, that's fantastic. So. And PASERN does take advantage of our scholarship program, correct?
I don't think too many people have taken advantage of the scholarship
really?
Program. Had I known about it at the time of my ARM, I probably would have done it. But I know that we do really rely a lot on IREM. Having that code of ethics behind them does speak
absolutely.
Very loudly. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I think that's great. And I think it's great that, again, just being it's so entrenched and involved in IREM that they have the opportunity, leasing staff who's been with PASERN for a year plus, whatever, to even be able to go through that program.
Yeah, I think that there's four people from the conventional side of things and three people from subsidized that are actually taking advantage of obtaining their ARM. And it is a little bit of a process, you know, that you do have to apply for it. And then they'll probably, I would guess that they're being inducted in December, but I could be wrong on that.
What month is this? Oh, yeah, because we don't do it in November at the one. Yeah, the next installation would be
but
December.
I don't know if that would happen because they do have to get like letters of recommendation together and they have to pass the test and they have to write a little brief thing. But.
All right. Well, we actually have some great stuff to talk about today.
We do.
All right, but right now we're actually going to take a quick break, right?
Yes.
All right. You are listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:20 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian along with my co-host Dina Semirelli, and we're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. So before we left, we talked a lot about IREM, a lot about IREM, which we love IREM. But we were trying to get into a little bit of last week's show. I know that you missed some of it.
I did.
And we had two hosts. We had two co-hosts. Yes, me and Jason Martins. And we also had two guests on the show. We had Karen Santilli and we also had Karen Roy. We had two other Karens. I know we like to talk about Karen here, but it was Karen filled in the studio here.
There you go.
And we talked about Crossroads, and they have a program going on where they're trying to place homeless into apartment complexes or even if you have like a three-family or a tenement building or something like that, into an apartment home, and they will subsidize some of the rent over the course of a year. So for the first month, they might cover 100% of the rent. First, maybe 3 months, and then the third month, maybe it's 80%, trying to wean them off and trying to, you know, get them back on their feet with these programs. And a lot of it is just them getting jobs in the local areas, and they need a place to live. But without a place to live, they don't really have a job. So,
because you need an address. And,
right.
You know, you're going to have your stuff somewhere.
Right. And it was, I mean, I think it was very informative to our listeners. I do believe that maybe some landlords will even reach out to Karen Roy about the program.
And that would be great.
I think it was an interesting topic to
cover. Did they mention anywhere for any type of job assistance for these folks to get into? Did they reference anything like that?
They talked a lot about sometimes it's just a matter of maybe they lost their job and they're getting another job. But they have more of a program where it's like an algorithm to try to figure out if this program will work for them. And they said that they've had a 90% success rate with this program.
When did they initially launch that?
I think they said 2009, I believe.
Wow, 90%. What was the number again?
90% success rate.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
I think so too. That's fantastic.
I know, especially for people that are on the streets. And then it's not, they said it's not like repeated people that are on the streets all the time. It's more of, you know, something happened in these people's lives to make them homeless at this point where they just need a little bit of help to try to get them back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's more about taking a chance on these people because maybe, you know, they might not have the best credit. Maybe at some point they might have filed bankruptcy because of all of this.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, they might have like some kind of criminal background or something like that that you'll have to take a little bit of a chance on and a gamble on. But they also work with people that help them. So they, if you have any problems with them taking out the trash or noise problems or anything, you can revert to their counselors and kind of work through it together. And if it's not a right fit, then they try to do everything to avoid an eviction. So
are they teaming up anybody in these apartments? Is it like a roommate type situation or is it all single living?
No, I think it's all single living. They said a lot of them are, it's not just usually an individual. It's more of families from what it sounded like.
Oh, wow.
Or like they're looking for 1, 2, 3 bedroom places.
Wow.
So,
well, I'm sure they're much appreciated. That's an unbelievable program to have. That's great.
I think it was interesting because I think Jason had a lot of questions because he deals a little bit more with subsidized.
Yes.
So he was wondering if it was like in a subsidized program or if it how it was funded. So that was a little interesting to find out.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it, but I'm glad you just brought me up to speed.
You're up to speed.
I'm up to speed. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, I know how we had mentioned 2 weeks ago that both you and I had went on the Downtown Providence Living Tour back in the beginning of June.
Yes, that was so much fun.
Yeah, and it was great. And it was funny because I actually met with a property manager 2 weeks ago. I brought on 2 new properties and he told me that he had actually went on it as well because he's right in Providence and there was 2 properties on there that he didn't even know about and that's how he found out. And again, that's kind of his competition because it was all downtown
right
living. He's
area.
Right in downtown on Dorrance Street. So for him, it was, you know, he got to see the competition and like I said, it was eye opening for him. I had subscribed to a newsletter, and I know I had sent it to you. The West Broadway Neighborhood Association is now going to host a house tour on October 7th, which I think is pretty cool. It's going to be 15 houses and apartments, and it's all on the west side of Providence, and it's all public tours, and they're theming it from vacant to vibrant. Which I think is pretty fantastic. It's a self-guided tour, $20 advance, $25 day of the tour. This is not IRM sponsored at all, but, neither was the Downtown Providence Living Tour. But I think it's pretty relevant to our industry.
Yes.
And I think it's great to get out there and see, you know, kind of what's going on.
I think it's good. I mean, I think that, they always say that the west side of Providence is really up and coming.
Oh,
there's
and
a lot of businesses.
Yes.
They're really putting in a lot of money into the west side of Providence. So I think it would be interesting to go around and see. I mean, some of these are maybe tenement houses that they've converted or even single family homes that they've converted into tenements. I think it would just be interesting to see something a little different, maybe not the same kind of
like apartment
and
building,
everything.
Not all
yes.
the granite and
yes.
the sand. There's going to be history
kind
here.
Of things.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what we saw more so at the downtown, at the Providence
yes.
tour, which was still great to see. But now this is pretty cool. And, you know, they're talking about reflecting about the transition of the neighborhood over recent years. So like you said, it definitely is up and coming and there's going to be a lot of great stuff to see. And
it's 15 houses too. So
yeah, 15 of them.
Single multifamily Victorians, converted mills, newly built homes.
Yeah, that's pretty great. And there's actually the West, WBNA.com, I believe, is the website. And like we said, it's not IRM sponsored. We thought it'd be something definitely share with you if you were interested. But I think it'd be a good thing.
Yes. And I think they have like a kind of a whole event that weekend. They have a preview party on that Friday and then they have the walking tour on that Saturday. So they do give kind of different discounts. There's a student discount, 65 plus discount.
Oh, that's great.
So, Nancy, get your shoes ready.
Oh, wait, are you going to take Nancy there?
You got to tell Nancy.
Yep. Nancy.
Get your shoes.
Get some early bird tickets for you and your daughter. Yep. This is going to be what I'll you pay. Will be doing. Okay. Yes. So it's a nice fall.
A little fall event.
Right?
Is it even fall outside anymore? I feel like
what's
it's
that
so
called?
Warm.
Indian summer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So my kids, like we lay out the clothes the night before, and this past weekend I just did a giant school shopping for them. Mm-hmm. Just all again long sleeve
right.
pants.
Yeah.
Fall. Well, we think fall mm-hmm. is coming, and we've been able to get away with kind of the summer clothes still. I bought them some new stuff for school, but because it's been so hot,
right.
I don't want to invest in any more summer clothes.
No.
So I've been trying to hold off a little bit. So here I am. I come in with, I lay it all out on their beds. I put all, my daughter's got brand new, like two pairs of boots, a new pair of sneaker, both of them outfits going, just coming out of everywhere. And they're both like, oh, we can't wear this Monday. I'm like, well, it's going to be 85. You can't. Well, Tuesday. No, it's going to be 84. They're like, when is it going to be time? I'm like, you know what? Let's just
hold off
for table this for a little bit. We'll put it in the closet, and soon enough, you'll be able to wear these. But, you know, I didn't really realize hair is all this stuff that you can't do anything with. So, I mean, October 7th, I mean, technically is fall, but what's that called? Indian summer when it's still hot, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what we're experiencing. I know we only got a few more minutes, but why don't we just talk a little bit about what's going on Thursday, and then we'll get into even more of it.
Yes.
Next week.
Later. Yes.
Next week. Next week. Segment.
Next segment. Yeah. So on Thursday is our New England Conference trade show.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
We went to that last year. We actually Facebook Lived.
We did. We must have went up to 20 vendors.
We went up to every single
and
one.
We were
wearing hats. You were playing golf. I don't know. Dina was...
What was it, like the third time we were with Jason, too?
Yes. I think it was our second week with him.
I think it was. Like, hey. And I'm like, give me your phone. We'll take this right over.
We tried to do a radio show, broadcast from there, but unfortunately from the loudspeaker, it was a little too noisy to pick up anything. But
you know what? Next time, if we should do that, I don't think we're going to be doing it for this show, but maybe we go out into the hallway if we do it next year.
Because this is
a little room somewhere where it's not all the... We thought it'd be fun where all the traffic in the background, but background
was
noise
too,
wasn't
too
good.
Noisy.
Too noisy.
But there's a lot of different segments that are going to be have sessions that are going to be happening.
And it's over three states. So it's Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Mass.
Tri-state.
Yeah. Second annual. And it's Thursday. And it's at the Mystic Marriott Hotel and Spa in Groton, Connecticut.
I think hotel rooms are booked, but you can still get tickets for the actual event.
So the discount room registration that's actually held directly at the Mystic Marriott where the event is going to be is what's sold out. But yes, right down the road, I'm just guessing, the Marriott Residence Inn, there's still discounted room registration available. But yeah, we can get into a little bit of, you know, what's going on with sessions. I know you attended sessions last year. I didn't get a chance to do that because Wheat Rent Path has a booth there. So between working that and working Facebook Live, I couldn't.
She was done.
I couldn't attend
She's
anything.
Got too, she wears too many hats, as Dina.
Too many hats. And you're not going to be there, so I'm very
sorry.
Sad about it. No, you're not.
Don't. Who do I
need to call?
Listen, we have people in the ARM class that's highly important.
Okay.
So I'll take a break this year, and I'll be back next.
Okay.
Third time's a charm.
Okay. Well, okay.
Okay.
I guess I can only say okay. I can't say anything else to that. That is fine. All right. So we're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about exactly what's going on, the names of the sessions. We'll give you a little bit of information on who's hosting it and how the day is going to roll out. You can still register to attend.
Yes.
And we can talk a little bit about kind of what we experienced last year at the show.
Yes.
Sound good?
Sounds
All right.
Great.
You are listening to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:35 here on IRAM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. So just in case you're tuning in right now, IRAM stands for what?
The Institute of Real Estate Management.
Yes, and we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. We're here to provide you with all of the tools, training, and tips you need to best run your property. And I know Dina will definitely give us the best tips to get marketing.
Oh, absolutely. I'm your girl
marketing,
for multi-family housing. Yes, marketing, absolutely.
So I encourage everyone to get online, visit our website at iremri.org, iremri.org. If you're in the business or looking to make a career change, a career that is definitely different every day.
Well,
that
definitely gets, if you're Chrissy Danielian.
Definitely different. I mean, one day I'm doing a radio show. The next day I'm back at the property. The
I think you wear just as many hats as I do, girlfriend.
I don't know about that. The Institute of Real Estate Management is here for that. A lot of people who get into property management, the industry really make it a lifelong career. The people that you deal with, the networking that we've talked at length to.
Yes.
Everyone is really knowledgeable, and that's something that you hear going to all of these iRoom events. They always say what a great group of people everyone is. The vendors that you deal with are terrific. The camaraderie that's established through iRoom is just truly unbelievable. You're talking with people with the same interests as you. So if you're tired of just sitting in your cubicle, punching numbers all day long, where every day is the same, you can definitely switch to property management. I mean, there's so many people, so many different people that have succeeded in property management, being in different industries, being in hospitality industries, being in, I know that, I mean, I was working at a country club at a point, and then that's when I switched at that point. And there are a little, lot of similarities between the two, which you wouldn't think so, but.
Yeah, no, and even in food in my career right now, how we had Aaron Cornish on before, but he's a sales rep with RentPath, just like myself, out of Massachusetts. And Aaron used to be on the leasing side. He was a property manager. Mm-hmm. Even Amy, she's another rep. They're both, she's a member of IREM in Massachusetts because she works primarily out there. And they were both on the property side. And because they had that knowledge, they understood the property management industry. They actually used our product at properties and, you know, in our competitors as well. So they understood it.
It's a lot easier,
it's a lot easier to transfer and they just worked on the other side. And like you said, I think people do make property management a long-term career, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be at a property. You can be, you know, we talk at great lengths about, you know, being a friend, about networking, and because it's truly beneficial for you.
Yeah. So what is a friend of IREM?
So as at RentPath, we are a friend of IREM, and really friend, I just kind of consider it, you know, we're more or less vendors. So we're vendors in the same industry with same goal, same interest. It's great, all these network events that IREM hosts, and we're going to get into a little bit of those later on. But it's just great to, you know, you mentioned it earlier, to speak with somebody who you have common interests with during the day regarding your career. What do we have in common? You, like, so me, marketing, I do marketing for the properties, and you work at a property. There's a lot we could talk about. And then other vendors such as restoration and attorneys and answering services and IT that
pest
all
control,
specialize,
right.
You know, and it's funny. We always talk about property management, but the friends are just any vendor that potentially could touch a property in any way, shape, or form, you know?
Problem solve for them.
Yeah, I know. It's fantastic. I've said it before, but I've actually made a lot of friendships along the way. I've learned the industry so much through a lot of the people that I've networked with that, you know, even sometimes I learn more from friends of IREM than I do working at RentPath about the property management industry. Mm-hmm. Because at my company, we specifically deal with the digital advertising and the marketing for the properties. I actually get to learn a lot just from going and visit my clients at the property level. And, you know, much like yourself, if I was to go in and you could be either venting or sharing with me, you know, kind of.
I like how you worded that.
Sharing.
That. Sharing. You're just sharing.
Yeah, just kind of like what goes on in your normal day-to-day stuff. And it's, you know, it's interesting to me. And I think just being a friend is completely beneficial, attending these events. And attend them to really be present, not just to go for the wine and cheese.
Which, like, is still okay.
Which
if you
still
need
okay.
To.
I mean, I like wine and cheese. I mean, who doesn't? But I mean, you definitely want to take advantage of it because on so many levels, it's beneficial.
So where can we find a lot of these vendors, you know, this week, actually?
Where? Well, at the New England Conference and Trade Show.
Yes.
And it's actually Thursday. It's in 2 days. RentPath, one of the friends of IREM, we're going to have a booth there amongst a bunch of other vendors that will be there as well. I mentioned earlier, it is at the Mystic Marriott Hotel and Spa in Groton, Connecticut. Registration is between 8:30 and 10. There's going to be a buffet breakfast and networking from like 9 to 10 in the morning. So kind of probably have some coffee, eat a muffin, have a Danish, chit chat, see what's going on. And then we have some great sessions coming on. We have manager sessions, housing authority for both Rhode Island and Mass. It doesn't say right here specifically who's hosting that, but then the second session, our buddy Frank Flynn at Flynn Law Group, it's going to be a maintenance session, liability for non-responsive maintenance.
That's interesting.
Non-responsive maintenance.
Yes. What? They don't respond.
Oh, that's
they don't
kinda,
respond.
Is that what you mean by non-responsive?
Yes, non-responsive. Like if you've called several times for a work order or an issue that you've had and they're not showing up, what do you do? I guess?
That's at the property level, right? Though. That's your staff, right? Correct? Oh, gosh. So they're going to teach you how to deal with your staff.
It could be also
staff.
Like a liability issue for the property if they're not getting the work done, or, you know. I guess.
Because I'm sure you must say within such and such a time, we'll at
least
respond. Lease,
probably.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We'll respond in this amount of time and hopefully resolve it within X amount of time.
Right.
Gotcha. And then after those first sessions, the exhibitor hall is going to be open for all paid attendees, which you can go out and visit all the vendors on the floor, like RentPath. And
plug over there.
Come say hi to us, definitely. last year was the first year that we had it. And I want to say, don't quote me, but there was maybe like 250 attendees, which was on the small side, but it was our first show.
First ever. I don't think that was.
Yeah, I don't.
I think,
you know, comparing it to like the RHA event that I just went to. But honestly, the good thing with something smaller, it's more intimate. And we didn't lose traffic.
Right.
Like I was
and
saying
you were
earlier,
able to talk
I was
to
able
everybody.
To talk to everybody and have genuine conversations. And I think this is one of those shows, and we are one of those industries where people actually really want to get in there and talk to vendors and just get some new ideas and fresh perspectives. And maybe they, you know, aren't happy with the current restoration company, and there's going to be four there to choose from. They want to get out and talk
to
them.
I think last year they even had a raffle, and I don't know if this year they're having the same kind of raffle.
They do.
Thing
I saw a grand prize.
If you talk to every vendor and get them to initial your
there was a
big screen TV.
It was a big screen TV that got handed out last year. I wonder if that's going to say we'll have to. Networking event from 3:45 to 5:45. Vendors raffle prizes and door prize drawing.
Ooh.
So yes, cash bar,
lots of prizes,
heavy hors d'oeuvres. And after once the exhibit hall opens up, is going to be lunch that's going to be served from 11:30 to 12:30. And then we're going to have our keynote speaker come back at 1:30. It's going to be Kay Wilson. And I don't know, Maverick in You Midst. I don't know what this is. Oh, she's an executive coach and a motivational speaker. Ooh. Huffington Post blogger and founder of the Maverick Leadership Institute. Kay's body of work is dedicated to the positive evolution of power dynamics and leadership. Oh, this is going to... Oh, I want to go to this. Jeez.
She's talking herself into
it
right now.
I'm going to have to leave my booth for a little while. Her innovative coaching programs include Charm School for Mavericks, Women Power and Influence.
Oh, I'm sad I'll be missing this.
Maybe I can FaceTime you.
Yes.
And you can listen. It's kind of like you're there, but you're not. And then they have one more chance for everybody to come back in and go and speak to maybe some of the vendors that they didn't get a chance to talk to before the keynote speaker and lunch. And then we have Secure Future Check is going to be hosting a session. And
he was actually on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what is this one? Networking event from 3:45 to 5:45. So we got a pretty full day, and there's some good stuff here. Because I know you enjoyed the sessions last year.
I did. I mean, there was a lot of interesting things. I know that they had talked about different kinds of apps that would be beneficial in property management to use. I know that they had talked, there was a Frank Flynn session about medical marijuana last year.
I remember that.
I couldn't go to one.
Did you use any of those apps? Do you remember? Okay. You took too long to answer.
No, I don't think I did, but I know that there's a couple of different property managers that do use different apps for like their property inspections and things like that. That's a little
helpful. So it's useful information.
Yes.
All right. So we actually do have some other events coming up in IREM, Rhode Island chapter, that we'll talk to you a little bit when we come back from our break. So we're going to go to break now.
Sounds good.
And you're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:48. I had no idea we were coming back. I was like, no.
So my hand motions, I felt like I was
like, oh my
gosh,
what's going on over here? But we're here at iRoom today, the property management show. I'm Kristen Alien, along with my co-host Dina Cimarelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
Oh, my goodness. Really, it's a lot of enthusiasm right there.
It's our last little segment. We gotta perk everybody up.
How did we fly by already? It's already been an hour. Time flies when I'm with you.
I think so. We have like four articles spread out across the table. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about
this. We always have such good intentions. Well, we talked a lot about iRoom today.
That's true.
And we talked a little bit about the trade show.
Yes, events.
And events, which is great. And I know there's a few other events that you're going to mention now that we kind of we didn't get to yet. So what else do we have coming up?
So we know that we have the New England Conference and Trade Show on Thursday this week.
And you can still register online. So if you go to iRoomRI.org and you go into events and education, upcoming events, and just scroll down, you can still register.
Or you can just give Karen a call. 401-479-7734. Just give her a call and I'm sure she'll be able to squeeze you in, whatever, get you in there.
She'll make sure the job gets done.
Yes. And in October, which is just right around the corner over here, they're actually having a very, very large event over in Chicago. It's our Global Summit in Chicago. It's October 9th through the 13th. It's 5 days. There's tons of sessions, tons of speakers, tons of...
I think we should go there.
I know. It sounds like it's going to be a great one.
I know.
And I actually received something from our iRoom 2017 iRoom president, and it said that there was going to be something big is coming in October in Chicago, so... Please.
And I'm sure you got that letter and I didn't because you have a designation and I don't. So she comes in here with this formal letter that's addressed to her.
It's a generic letter, I'm sure. That's just
basic.
It's a basic letter, but they just changed my name. But it sounds like something very exciting is happening. So
I feel like that's a teaser.
I know.
No mention at all, no nothing. No.
It just said that they've traveled around as president and met other people from iRoom, and they're trying to figure out what the future for iRoom is.
Unbelievable.
And if you want to fill out the online survey and all this stuff. So I don't know. It sounds like it's going to be a really big event, and hopefully we'll get some of our local affiliates of iRoom on to talk about it after they go.
Well, they're all going. So Holly's going. Rigoli.
Yep. Jason
VP,
Martins.
Jason Martins. Bob Cuddle's going. Carrie's going. Is Karen going?
I don't know. I know she went last year, I think.
Yeah.
But so I'm assuming she would go.
I think
Bob Cuddle's going. She'll go, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I would imagine. How does he outshine her and he gets to go?
I think that they would both go.
They'll go. They're like a tandem duo, twosome for everything.
I know. But they're a great team, so why not?
They are a great team.
At any time you ever reach out to Karen about anything, she's back to you in 3 seconds. So I'm sure.
I'm surprised Bob doesn't reach back. I'm surprised we don't email her and then Bob replies.
It's like the same person.
Right. What else do we have going on? So Global Summit, Chicago. Yes. We won't be there. So.
But we'll get somebody on that
was there and we'll talk about. We'll find out what this big thing is.
Yes. Well, that we want to be a part of, that we're just a little fly on the wall. That's what we would like to be a part
peons.
Of. In November, on November 8th, we're going to have a scholarship meeting, which is actually Dina's favorite event that we do all year long, because it is a wine night.
It's on my calendar.
She's entering it in her calendar.
Yes.
Right this second.
Wine.
But it is the wine night. That is a big draw for most people. There's tons of raffles there. I don't know where we're having it this year. Last year, it was at 1149.
Yes.
But I don't know if it's still going to be held there. But it was a great event. And all of the proceeds go to our scholarship that we like to talk about for iRoom.
And then that's not on the website just yet. But when it's up, we will definitely let you know and you can register for it.
Yes. Yes. And in December, December 6th, will be our installation dinner. So those are all of the any ARMs coming in, CPMs coming in, or
The PASERN crew. They'll all be there.
We'll have like two tables now.
Jeez.
And they're also going to be reinstating the executive council as well.
Oh, isn't that
If everybody votes yes for them.
I
think they will.
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think that's great. So what else? So we got those things coming up, which is all fun. It's all very beneficial. And I know we've talked about it to death, but yes, Thursday,
the
New England Conference and Trade Show. I'll be there. Come say hi.
Yes. I think that there'll be quite a few different vendors there. I mean,
there are.
We have
actually
adjusters and insurance adjusters. We have cleaners. I know that there'll be a ton of different people. Do you have a list of anybody?
Well, I'm looking right now at the sponsors. So again, Flynn Law Group, Secure Future Tech, Trinity Management.
And they usually have little promotional freebies.
Automatic
at each one
laundry.
Of their tables.
They were a fun group.
Yeah.
They had a lot of cool tchotchkes.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple of them that were giving away kind of bigger prizes too. They
can I tell you what we're going to be giving away?
What am I going to miss out on?
You're
going to
miss out on Rent Path fidget spinners.
You love fidget spinners. This show is the first place that I ever heard about a fidget spinner.
See that?
Yep.
We also have these cool little, it looks like mace, but it's not. It's
that's so cool. Yeah.
What? So you could probably use it as mace, but it's to clean your LED screen. And it's got like a dry, like an eraser on the board of it. So you spray it and wipe it all in one, mm-hmm. but it definitely looks like mace. We have that. We have some really cool stuff. Look at this cool pen. It's a highlighter, a pen, and it's a stylus tip at the end of it in all multi different colors.
We have
lip balm. That EOS, that little mm-hmm. round ball one. Yep. We have hand sanitizer. These are good tchotchke stuff,
yes.
right? It's not just pens. No. Oh, we have pens and pads.
Some
and
people
magnets.
Give out pens. Some people give out candy. I think last year's Future Tech, their marketing was pretty unique because they had little eyeballs that, like, there were candy eyeballs that were in bags with, like, candy eyeball, not candy, eyeball.
Is it chocolate?
Yeah, there were chocolate eyeballs.
Yeah.
And then they had pencils with all eyeballs because you want to watch your stuff because they're secure.
Oh, I was wondering what the angle was with that. I was like, I don't remember seeing that.
And I think ServPro gave out some tickets to things. I think some people had some bottles of liquor that they were entering in a raffle to win. But
I like when there's dark chocolate or like York peppermint patties.
So you can just grab and go.
Those are my go-to candies. I don't want any chocolate eyeballs. I want nothing like
no.
that. No milk chocolate. Right for dark and or milk chocolate and mint. I can take that for sure.
Well, I'm sure everybody's writing down Dina's need
yes,
list.
That's
so.
My wish list. All right. So, Chrissy, if yes. they didn't hear us, if our listeners weren't able to listen to us live today on our syndicated program, how could they find us?
Well, if they're interested in anything that we went over from designations to becoming a friend, they can first give Karen a call. Once again, Karen Cuddle, 401-479-7734. Or if they've missed any part of the program, they can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IRAM Today. Or you can listen to podcasts on our website, iramri.org.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you know, I wanted to listen to you this week, but
what
I didn't
happened?
Get a chance to.
What happened?
Before next Tuesday, I'm definitely going to listen because I wanted to hear what it was like when I wasn't there. I needed to know if Jay was better than me or not.
Oh, calm down with your ego. Stop it over there.
I needed to know if you had like a flow with
no,
him.
No, there was, I mean, you know.
Did you feel uncomfortable
our
and out of place?
A little flow here. You know, I'm okay. like, what does Irem do? And what is it, you know.
Because well, you both have designations. So you're both like, I'm great. No, I'm great.
No,
you guys
he was
do
like,
that?
I'm an ARM CPM.
See?
Don't encourage this kind of behavior over here.
See, I know. And now I'm going to listen on the way home.
Oh, no.
That's usually what I do with our show is to listen to the playback on the way home. I don't know why. Maybe it's my ego. Maybe I just want to know how we sound. But, yeah, so I think we talked about a lot of great stuff today. I know yes. we're going to be leaving shortly. We mentioned the housing tour
yes.
On the west side of Providence.
Go see Dina on Thursday.
Oh, come see me on Thursday. What else? Come. We'll definitely check back in when we have registration up for the wine tasting. That's yes. in November. October, our event is the National IRAM organization. So I don't think yeah. we really have anything
There's,
coming up in October.
There's something for low-income housing and tax credit.
Oh, we have some seminars?
Yeah,
oh, okay. So we can definitely...
Yep.
Talk about that maybe next week. And next week, who do we have coming on, Chrissy?
We have Sean O'Leary.
From? O'Leary Law.
Yes. We have Sean O'Leary coming on. So he's going to be on. And I think he's going to be talking a little bit about housing and buying housing. So
oh, I like
that.
Will
be interesting
it
for
will
our
be
listeners.
Interesting. Yes, I like it.
Yes. So we'll see you next week. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week. Have Thanks. A great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
This episode of IRM Today is brought to you by Secure Future Tech Solutions, your local IT partner providing information technology solutions. To consult with an IT expert today, call 401-921-2607 or visit them online at securefuturetech.com.